Local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's Friday and it's Mardi Gras weekend. Tonight's going to be a good night. And I know last night was a good night if those folks are still just waking up this morning with their hangovers. But tonight we have the Illuminated Parade in downtown Pensacola, as well as the Grand Marshal Parade tomorrow at 2. And on Sunday, the Pensacola Beach Parade. So it's going to be a fun weekend. Friday is here. And I'm excited to have in the studio with me this morning, Carrie Smeda. She is the Associate Executive Director for Manna Food Pantries. Hey, Carrie, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how are you doing? You guys have been busy. It looks like the Super Bowl for Caring was a success.
Yes, it was. You know, we had such a great time out with WAR and Sandy Sansing at Walmart. A couple Fridays ago now. And then, last Friday. Goodness gracious. Just a week ago. Oh, my goodness.
I know that feeling.
And then on Sunday, of course, we had a lot of our faith organizations and some other groups drop off donations there at Manna for the Super Bowl of Caring. So all in, that event brought in so much food and funds that we will be able to feed 6,245 people food for a day. So that's not ramen for three meals. Mm-mm. That is 19,235 healthy meals for folks in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Say that number again, because I don't know, I don't know if people realize that has an impact on there's people that it's hard to believe in this world today that there are actually people who are hunger and food deprived. But here we go.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to help.
6,000.
Not just help feed them.
Yeah. 6,245 people food for a day. That's 19,235 healthy meals.
Wow.
For folks in need.
So thank you, Pensacola.
Yes.
And everybody that contributed.
Absolutely.
And it really was a good time for this because we talked about this last time you were here, I think. So often we very conscious of it during the holidays, we during Thanksgiving and Christmas, where everybody's really good about being generous. But it's this time of year when things slow down, when there's not anything in particular happening and people are just going on with their everyday lives.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and I think folks, have higher utility bills this time of year.
That's
certainly
true.
I know I'm seeing it at home, folks try to give their families a good holiday season. So, money might be really tight right now. And so just for a number of reasons, we see folks, really have a hard time through these winter months. And so that's where Manna can step in and help.
So for someone that doesn't know, maybe they've heard the name Manna thrown around a little bit, Manna Food Pantries. Tell us a little bit about the history and what your mission is and what you're tasked to do and how things work. And especially the fact that you really, the funds that you get go towards food.
Absolutely. So, January was 43 years that we have served this community, the two county area in Northwest Florida. We feed the hungry. That is our mission. And it's our mission to bring folks in and help us fight hunger. And we do that through our emergency food assistance pantry that we have there on E Street. And then we also have 18 food security programs in partnership with 25 other community organizations that are providing other services. So that food that Manna provides is used as a tool, kind of in the toolkit, to really lift an individual or a family up. It's important work. The food insecurity rates right now in this community are not good. Escambia in particular ordinarily runs worse than the state and national average in terms of food security. And so we've got a lot of work to do, and Manna's there to do it.
Well, you basically, you're on the firing line. I mean, you're definitely out in the community. And if somebody would like to help, how can they help?
Yeah. So, you know, the three things that Manna always asks for are food, funds, and volunteer time. And so as far as food goes, donations of food, we're looking for the healthy, non-perishable items. So things like canned chicken and tuna, canned fruit in 100% juice, canned mixed vegetables, and even the pouches, the chicken and tuna pouches, those are really great for our children's programs. So we're always looking for those to be donated. You know, financial gifts, my goodness, just $5 can feed someone for an entire day. That's three healthy, balanced meals. And so Manna can really take those financial gifts and make the most of them by purchasing food in bulk and by the pallet. And so know that, you know, some folks came up to us last weekend and they said, gosh, I know this isn't a lot, but, and to them I say, let me tell you something. If everybody in this community gave just $1.
Yes.
Can you imagine? And so so every gift is meaningful and important and impactful. And then volunteer time. We could not do what we do without volunteer support. There's just no way. We've got folks who work at our facility day in and day out. We've got volunteer groups that come in from businesses, faith organizations, civic groups, and then, you know, just folks who help us out at special events. Mm-hmm. And so there's kind of a role for everybody at Manna, and we'd be glad to plug you in.
Okay, so how do we get in touch with you, and how do I find out more?
Yeah, so Manna's phone number is 850-432-2053. You can always reach us there. Our website is mannahelps.org. And there you'll find a volunteer form, interest form. You can make a financial contribution, and our food drive packet there is there as well. Excuse me. And then always follow us on social media. We're posting every week about our most needed items. And by the way, we match those up to the grocer sales. So that works out well for the BOGOs. But we post all of our information there as well. So
okay. And then where are you located in the hours that you're open?
Yeah. So we are at 3030 North E Street, so nearly where E Street meets Fairfield there, or Tahar, and then Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and sometimes we've got lots of evenings and weekend hours too. So right. Always be on the lookout for what we've got going on.
Okay, so if someone's listening this morning and maybe their circumstances have changed dramatically, and suddenly they actually find that they're maybe in trouble in terms of feeding their family or themselves, so what is the process? How what would I do? Just walk into Manna, or is there someone I should call or ask for? Because I'm kind of embarrassed that I have to ask in the first place. So how do I get over that and get some help?
Yeah, and we see that a lot, unfortunately. Folks are you know, there's a stigma with it. But let me tell folks, I want you to know that at Manna, you're treated with respect and dignity. And we respect your privacy and honor that. And so if you are in need of food assistance, the best thing to do is call us at 850-432-2053. And we can find an appointment, a pantry appointment for you. And, you know, sometimes for whatever reason, circumstances that folks have, Manna might not always be the right fit. So I do want to mention 211, United Way's 211 referral line. That is available 24/7, 365 days a year. And you can contact them and give them your zip code. They will find resources closest to you, and not just food, but all of it.
So, okay, yeah. That's a great reminder. 211, it's there 24/7 for you. Right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Carrie with Manna Food Pantries. If you've got a comment or a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good Friday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I'm here with Carrie Smeda. She is with Manna Food Pantries, talking about ways that you can help, and if you need help, how you can get help. But y'all have got some events coming up soon, too, that we were going to mention this morning.
We do. So, you know, the other thing that happened this past weekend is our Pensacola Mardi Gras cruise brought their, it was their final weigh-in for this year's food drive. So the crew of Sparta hosts the annual all-crew food drive challenge each year, and they invite all of the crews to participate. And
wow. How many are there? Do you know?
How many total crews?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I do not know. But what I do know is that I think we're going to have a record-breaking year this year.
Yay.
So on Tuesday, I will be down at Seville Quarter for the Mardi Gras celebration and have the honor of getting to announce to all of the crews who won the competition in each of the crew categories and talk about their contributions. But I will tell you that this year the crews knocked it out of the park. They are just phenomenal, and it's so important to know you know that crews are doing this good work throughout our community. So while we see the parades and all of the fun and the fanfare this weekend, know that each of these crews have a mission that they support, probably multiple missions, and they're just doing fantastic work in our community. So we're excited to announce those on Tuesday. And then, of course, we have the Clover Pickable Fillable coming up.
Okay, I had to go slow down on the title again.
I know it.
The
wit,
the what, the who?
Yep, so it is the Clover Pickable Fillable.
I love this event, by the way.
Yeah. And the wonderful Sandy Sansing is on board with us this year. And I tell you, this event has happened for 18 years now.
Wow.
And named after Bill Clover, who was a PSC, Pensacola State College visual arts professor for decades. And this is our only annual fundraiser. It is a fun one. It's casual. And with your ticket, you are getting a handcrafted bowl that was created by a local potter. Then you get to go around and sample the fair of, I think we've got 16 restaurants and food vendors on board this year.
Yeah.
Yes. And so live pottery demonstrations, all kinds of really fun things. We've got restaurants coming back from the Grand Marlin, the District, Tacos El Fluffy, our friend David over at Classic City, Culinary Productions. We've got some new ones on board this year too, Sunny's Barbecue and Family's Thai Good Eats. So we're really excited for the event. March 6th, 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
New location this year at Brownsville Community Center.
Oh, okay, great.
Yes. So so we'll be down there in Brownsville for this one this year. And folks, in order to get tickets, can go to our website at manahelps.org. There's a button right at the top of the page there when you land, and you can click there and then scroll down to the ticket form.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $50. And okay. I will tell you, get them now because, first of all, pre-sale tickets are $10 off, and ordinarily we sell out before the day of the event.
That's
so
right.
Encourage folks to get their tickets now at manahelps.org.
Okay. And I have some friends that have been going to this for many, many years and have a collection of the artist-created bowls. It's very cool.
Yeah.
They're really beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, the artists have really kind of gotten creative in recent years. And so now you can find dog bowls made from clay. You can find the fruit bowls that kind that are kind of colander style.
Right.
They just make such beautiful pieces, and they're so unique, and just amazing talent here in our community. Our potters from First City Art Center and Pensacola State College Visual Arts Department just knock it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. And that comes with your ticket, the selection of a bowl, correct?
That's exactly right.
So you probably couldn't buy this artwork or artist creation for $50.
That's
but you're getting the food from all these great restaurants and the socializing and the fun. And it's a great event, but it's a great cause because the proceeds benefit Mana Food Pantries.
Yeah.
So if you just joined us talking with Carrie Spada, she is the Associate Executive Director with Mana Food Pantries, coming off the big food drive for the Super Bowl of Caring, and they did very well. But the need is every day. So if you have something in your cupboard, you might have some things that you've just, you know, they haven't used in a while, but they still are usable. You could always drop those off. And it doesn't necessarily have to be cases and cases. It could be a few things, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and again, just like I said earlier, you know, $1, one can by each person in this community would just would fill the warehouse and our inventory and make it possible for us to pack those those food bags and boxes for children and senior citizens and veterans even in our community that need a little bit of help today.
Right. And speaking of cans, I learned from volunteering there that if it has an expiration date on it, don't throw it away, because I've learned that that does not necessarily mean that the food has gone bad on that day, correct?
That's right. Yeah. You know, date codes are a marketing tool. Mm-hmm. And so Mana can safely use food items past their marked date. We do check every single food item that is donated. We put hands on that food item about 6 to 8 times before it lands in a food bag or box to ensure its safety, its integrity, so that we are distributing the safest and healthiest food possible.
Okay, talking with Carrie from Mana Food Pantries, this is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Carrie Spada is here with Mana Food Pantries. A couple other events coming up. Just want to remind you, there's so many ways that you can help. We just talked about the Clover Pick a Bowl event coming up, so you got to get those tickets now.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Tickets are there at Mana's website, manahelps.org. You can also get there through the social media. So if you go to Mana's Facebook page, you can find the event information there as well. But yes, get your tickets now at manahelps.org for the Clover Pickable Fillable. And then we've got Stamp Out Hunger coming right around the corner.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
So the Stamp Out Hunger food drive is put on by the National Association of Letter Carriers. This is where you are leaving those food donations right there in your mailbox. It's one of the easiest ways to donate. You just step outside, drop that in your mailbox, and your letter carrier will pick up those food donations and bring them on back for local food pantries in the area. And so we're always so grateful for folks who donate during this food drive. That particular food drive really shores up our food inventory to get us through the summer months, which is important because when kids are out of school, families have a heavier load. And so it's necessary for us to have that food inventory to be able to support families during the summer months. So the Stamp Out Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, does require a lot of volunteer support. And so certainly if folks are interested in volunteering for that, I'd encourage you to reach out to us there at Mana. Again, the phone number is 850-432-2053. This is a very physically taxing day. So able-bodied volunteers we need for that particular event. And let's just all hope for 70s and cloudy.
There you go. And what is the date again? Can we mark our calendars?
It's Saturday, May 9th.
Okay.
So it's always the second Saturday in May, where you're leaving those food donations right there in your mailbox.
Okay. And in the meantime, you can still donate, but before May, hopefully.
That's right.
And we just really appreciate all that you do for our community and for those folks that are struggling right now. You never know how your circumstances could change.
That's
so
right.
You do just an amazing job. You have so many volunteers. Your staff works so hard. So thank you so much for what you do for the community, because you really do make a difference with Mana Food Pantries. No question about it. Mm. I'm a believer.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's important work, and I know that our team, our board, and all of our volunteers are honored to be a part of this mission. So, thank you.
And just in case someone joined us, one just for fun, those numbers from the most recent food drive.
Yes. So the Super Bowl of Caring totals. So this is cumulative from our last Friday, 1 week ago today, out there with WAR. And what came in on Sunday from our faith organizations and some other Mana champions, 6,245 people will have food for a day.
Wow.
19,235 healthy meals for neighbors in need.
Incredible. And just for yucks, last year in 2025, 67,000 people were helped. 60% of those were children. 662,866 pounds of food was distributed. That value of food was $1.3 million. And approximately 90% of the food provided to the hungry was donated. So you have 17 programs, over 25 partners. Amazing work. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Mary.